Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. And we're back here on a Monday. It's been a while since we've had the podcast on a Monday, actually. And I have Miss Carrie McLeod here with me.
Thank you for having me.
She's also known as the Vodka Stiletto Princess for right now. That's going to be changing. That's the title of your blog, but that's going to be changing in the near future.
Yes.
And when that happens, we will be posting it on our Facebook page because that's what we do.
Fabulous.
We love your blog.
Thank
you. Hilarious stuff. And if you're friends with her on Facebook, you know she's freaking hilarious. So when I decided to start rotating guest hosts, you were one of the first people I thought of.
And thank you. I feel so honored to be here. You're my favorite podcast.
Yay. And you admittedly don't know a lot about podcasts.
No.
So what are we the only podcast you've ever listened to?
No, I've listened to a few. I've listened to, DJs. They mm-hmm. don't work there anymore. So, they moved to a podcast. I listened to those. There's one hilarious single dad I listened to on occasion.
What's he called?
Single Dad Laughing, something like that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I love finding new podcasts. I listen to TMZ's podcast. But other than that, Jenna Elfman and her husband do a podcast together. Hilarious.
Fun.
They don't post regularly, but they are hilarious. There's one called Chick Chat, and that's once a month.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll check them out.
Yeah. And so I love other podcasts. Share alike. And you told me before coming in here that we could talk about Hollywood gossip, but you wouldn't know who the hell I'm talking about.
I know who George Clooney is. I know nothing about the fool that he's going to marry.
You're just jealous.
Yeah, I am.
And we're all jealous.
I have no idea why he's not marrying me. He just hasn't met me.
Right. You got to work on that. Make it happen, Carrie.
Yeah. Who is the girl that he's marrying?
I'm horrible.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I bet Steve could tell you her name because he's constantly on Twitter reading everything that's happening in the world. But I'm not good at that.
Yeah, I was a little discouraged. It should have been me.
But she is a beautiful, smart woman. She's a lawyer.
Oh, well, that's good.
I'm happy about that. At least it wasn't,
you but know. But it's not me.
Right? I remember tweeting about that when I first mm-hmm. heard it, and I received several people responding with that.
Right.
So you're not into the whole Hollywood stalking, which I don't understand, but I can appreciate.
I just don't remember it, I guess. I just don't remember it. It's so funny because people will say, have you seen this movie? Have you seen that movie? And I'll say, who's in it? And my fellow always says, what do you care? You don't know.
What was the last movie you remember?
That's a very good question. And I'll have to think about it because it's been a while.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I was getting my hair done last Thursday, and my hairstylist and I, we talk about movies, and I'm like, I really haven't seen a movie in a while. And then I looked at what's playing currently, and I'm like, well, I guess I did see Chef, which is still in theaters, and I did see this movie, and that movie wasn't good, but they don't absorb.
Right.
It's not like when I used to see one movie every few months. I feel like they stuck, and now we go see movies all the time, and they don't. They all kind of seem the same.
I saw Frozen.
Oh, I love that movie.
And I saw the Lego movie.
How was that movie?
Obviously, I have kids. It was good. I thought it was good. I thought it would be stupid, but it was good.
I don't have kids, and I saw Frozen.
Yeah, it was good.
Nice. And that song, Everything is Awesome, did mm-hmm. it get stuck in your head for weeks?
Yes.
Because the previews got that song stuck in my head for weeks.
Yes, absolutely.
My nephew wanted to go see that, and my brother was like, oh, yeah, we're going to go see it. And I started singing that song. He's like, oh, have you seen it? No, it's just one of those songs. It's just ridiculous.
Right.
You're being attacked by Rain, the cat.
I know.
That cat loves everyone. So when we were talking about this Hollywood, anti-Hollywood absorbing that you have going on, you said that someone had to explain to you who Ryan Seacrest was when he had a studio put into your work. Now, you're going to have to tell me, what the heck? Ryan Seacrest has an office in your office?
Not really an office, no. Okay. I work at Children's Hospital.
Oh, very nice.
And the Ryan Seacrest Foundation, and you can see a lot more about this online, but the Ryan Seacrest Foundation partners with children's pediatric hospitals to put studios into the hospitals so that the kids can get some closed-circuit TV. Well, it also means bringing some celebrities, which I know nothing about.
Oh.
Well, I went out to lunch. When I learned about this, I had gone out to lunch with my best friend, Chris, and he was very involved in this whole process. He works with me. He was very involved in this, and I said, I don't know who Ryan Seacrest is. And then he tried to explain it to me. I said, I still don't know who Ryan Seacrest is. And he said something about the Kardashians, which the Kardashians confuse me because I mix them up with the Jersey Shore people, and I don't know how many of them there are. There seems like That's a lot. Awesome. And then I saw a whole bunch of Facebook stuff about the Kardashian girl was getting married, and I thought she already got married.
Isn't this marriage number 4? 3 or 4 for her?
I have no idea. So I still don't know who Ryan Seacrest is, but he's a hero to me because anything that they do for the kids is absolutely wonderful. And so the opening of the studio, we had Lady A. I do know who Lady A is.
Because you started listening to country music because of me and your best friend.
Yes, because of me and my friend. And Lady A was there, and like MTKO was there.
See, I'm not good with anything outside of country. Yeah. That's where Ashley used to educate me. Like, she'd keep me up to date.
Yeah. I didn't know who any of these people were. I knew Lady A was. Oh, Todd Helton. Todd Helton was
He plays baseball. Or used to.
He's retired.
Okay. See, I'm not a sports person.
Me either. And so I was shocked that I knew who he was. And then the cast of some movie that's like a current E.T. movie. Oh. So all these people were there. Being at Children's, you do see celebrities every now and then. I did get to see Will Smith once, which was cool.
But you know who he is?
I do know who he is.
From Fresh Prince?
Yes, from Fresh Prince.
I love that show.
Me too.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so it is a cool show.
I guess I never thought about that. You always hear about celebrities going to children's hospitals. I never thought about the Children's Hospital in Denver having that many celebrities. What do you do there?
I work for the clinical lab. I'm administrative in the clinical lab.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I thought about getting into healthcare when I got a little bored with recruiting for a bit, but yeah. I did a bout of volunteering at Denver Health just to see what it was like. Oh, heavens.
That's the extreme of it.
That's what I was
told. Yeah, that is crazy
after
there.
After the fact. And I worked in transportation, so we transported patients wherever they needed to go.
Oh, that's cool.
So I got to, like, see every part of the hospital.
Right.
I loved it, and then I decided I did not want to have to, because there's some sad stuff.
Yeah, there is absolutely sad stuff. There's amazing miracles that happen there, amazing. Which is incredible. I've been there for 15 years. I'm kind of ready to move on and spread my wings, do some other things. But
should you be saying this on the podcast?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay,
My boss knows.
Okay.
my boss says, you have great skills. You need to start expanding and growing. Or he's just trying to get rid of me.
No.
One of those.
No. Well, that's awesome. And I see you a lot on Facebook. What is your favorite form of social media?
Really, the only thing that I do is Facebook.
So you're not on Twitter?
No,
you're not
I have on Instagram? I have a Twitter account, and I've never done anything with it. I have a LinkedIn account. I've never done anything with it.
That's where you need to go to get another job.
Right. I have a Google Plus account, which I've never done anything with.
I tried that, and
yeah,
that never really took off, from what I know.
I do like YouTube, because you can learn how to do anything on YouTube.
I do love YouTube.
I just plug in anything. I want to know how to do this, and it tells me how to do it.
I'm addicted to the makeup gurus on there.
Yeah, they're awesome.
The 20-somethings really that are teaching me what their makeup is, mm-hmm. and I'm like adjusting to my 30-somethingness, you know?
I'm like, my 40-somethingness. Our medical director, he's looking for new pathologists, and pediatric pathologists, they're small. It's a small, small group.
Oh, I bet.
And so I told him, I said, I'll just look on YouTube. Right. How hard could this doctoring be? I could do that. Just hire me.
Is that your cute doctor friend?
No.
Can we talk about your cute doctor
friend? We can talk about the doctor crush, although the doctor crush is no longer. I don't have a crush on him anymore.
Like, you got over it. Like, I watched the progression. I remember you posting about this cute doctor crush, mm-hmm. and then you got over it. Because you, like, got to know him, it sounded like.
And he's a very nice man. Absolutely, he's a very nice man. But, yeah, definitely, we're not.
Is he McDreamy or McSteamy?
Neither.
Oh. He's like, just, you really got brain. Over it.
He's brain. That's all. He's brain. He's very charismatic. He's brain.
But to have the charisma and the brain is very rare.
It is. Absolutely. So, I mean, he came and did a talk for our staff, and I could see why I had that crush on him. I had a crush on him for like 8 years.
Never, oh, my
ever,
gosh.
Yeah, seriously. I never talked to him or anything.
I caught the tail end of that one.
Yeah. So for like 8 years, I had a crush on him, and I never talked to him, which is crazy because, you know, I'm intelligent. Maybe not.
Like no, I can tell from your Facebook post. You are definitely intelligent.
I am definitely more socially intelligent than he is. But he's a very nice man. He's considerably older than me. And My fella also decided I should not have a crush on anybody.
Oh, your fella. Sorry. I didn't know. How long have you and your fella been a pair?
Almost 3 years.
Congratulations.
We had split for a while.
And okay.
Now we're back together.
Happy,
so, yeah.
Happy, happy. Steve and I just celebrated 4 years.
That is awesome.
Last month. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Every day is a new day, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't look at it like that, you're going to...
You know, I like the comfort part of it. You know,
right.
I like, you know, of course, that beginning part is so much
the
fun.
The butterflies.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's so incredible. And I didn't know I would experience that because we were friends first.
Right.
You know, it's incredible. But the comfort part, you know, the part where you can make fun of each other and you enjoy each other's company. Mm-hmm. And it's a safe place. I like that.
It's awesome.
Right.
So... I read a study that said that couples that sleep naked tend to be happier. You don't have to disclose your personal business.
I do it on Facebook, so.
You do, but you never know how much is true. But nakedness does seem to be the key to happiness. There was a poll by Cotton USA, and they found that couples who sleep naked are more content with their relationships. And I struggle with that because, especially in the summertime, Steve cranks the air conditioner. I'm freezing my booty off, and I will be bundled up.
Right.
But in the wintertime when it's warmer in the house, like, that's when I'm, like, free-falling. I don't know what that meant.
I got it.
Nothing's fallen.
I told the kids are there, just because.
That makes sense.
You know, so we don't when I have the kids, but I have the kids halftime. So we don't then, but any other time. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel like it improves your relationship?
Absolutely. What's interesting, though, is I would say in my 20s, I wouldn't have slept naked. In fact, in my 20s, which is interesting because, you know, I've gained weight over the years, especially in this last year. You know, things are moving south. I think my butt is now moving south, too, along with my boobs.
No.
But in my 20s, you know, in my 20s, I was a marathon runner, but I was still sex with the lights off, very insecure.
Self-conscious, yes.
Right. And now it's a whole different thing. Now I'm comfortable in my own skin, and I'm very fortunate because, oh, I say that again?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
So I asked my fella if it bothered him that I gained weight, and he said, nah, baby, your boobs are bigger.
That's awesome. You do talk about your boobs a lot on Facebook, and as you can tell, I'm an A cup. And you've been working out a lot?
I have been working out a lot. I did put a lot of weight on. I used to be a long distance runner. I quit smoking.
Which I did too in December.
Right. I remember us talking about it.
Almost 7 months.
Yeah. I quit a little over a year ago and I took up eating cake.
I did cupcakes.
Actually, I was sick for a while too. I was really sick for about 3 months and I couldn't really do anything but work and sleep, and I was depressed, and that's probably where I gained the most weight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't weigh myself, so I don't know how much weight I gained, but I know that my size 6s and 8s don't fit. So yeah, I'm back to running.
Nice.
I'll slowly get to not eating cake all the time.
You know, I've started substituting the sweets for non-sweets,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't realize how big of a deal it was until Steve and I went to Voodoo Donuts on mm-hmm. Saturday. And I had one of their, it's called a Colfax cream
right.
here. In Oregon, it's called something else cream. But anyway, it's just, it's not even that big. It's like maybe 4 inches in a diameter. It's circle, has maple on the top, and then in the inside it has Bavarian cream. I ate that.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours later, I was sugar coma, worst headache of my life. Thought I wanted to throw everything up I'd ever eaten.
Right.
And I had to take like a Vicodin and a sleeping pill and fall asleep at 8:30.
But it's so good when you're eating it, isn't it?
It was, but I've never had that reaction. So I'm like, maybe I was successful in getting off the sugar.
Yeah,
I just
when you
didn't
cut down
it.
On the sugar, definitely it's a huge difference.
It is. But I will go back to Voodoo Donut. And you have been to Voodoo Donut.
I have been to Voodoo
How many
Donut.
Times?
We've been twice. We love that the magic is in the hole. Their slogan is so
that
good.
That is adorable.
And the box
the
is
pink
so cute.
Everything, or what does it say? Something?
Good stuff come in
pink
boxes.
And my favorite color is pink, so I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it's adorable. Any of the maple stuff, I've done that. I also did, I love this one donut. It's an eclair, and it's got like Fruit Loops in a line on top.
We saw
it's
that one.
The gay bar.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
Steve almost got that. We also got two, like he got the voodoo doll.
Mm-hmm.
He ate that one that day. And then we've got the Memphis Mafia, and he got some other thing that was fruity. And they're still in our refrigerator in Ziploc bags because I'm not ready to conquer sugar again.
Ours are gone. We get them, they're gone.
I know.
It's not me. Right. It's not me.
Three kids.
And Zach, it's hilarious because it's amazing I even gained weight because he eats, you know, he's huge. He's a big guy. He's a muscular guy, yeah.
Oh, so does he like work out like crazy?
No, burns? Not really. He's just kind of natural, but he boxes. But he's got biceps that are as big as my thighs. And so he eats a lot faster than me, and then he starts eating off of my plate. And I'm like, wait, I'm not done. Same with donuts.
See, Steve's kind of manorexic because he doesn't want to. We have both had that point in our life where we gained too much weight and woke up one day and said, oh my goodness. So we both lost 30 to 40 pounds. And so he freaks out, and he's 25 years older than me. So his metabolism is a little bit slower than mine.
It slows down. Seriously. You hit 40 and then it's...
I try and feed him, and he's like, no, no. And I'm like, I can't eat all of this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not the garbage disposal I need him to be.
Yeah.
So you're lucky. Be thankful.
Yeah, he is the garbage disposal.
So are you from Colorado?
I am.
Really?
I was born in Porter Hospital.
Where's that?
It's on Downing. It was a small hospital then. My first 6 years, I grew up right across the street from Washington Park.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Have you seen the evolution of the area?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard about it, but I've only lived here 6 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you've seen the different cycles. So, you know, it goes a little dive and then it gentrifies. And, you know, it's pretty incredible. I lived a little bit in Florida. I lived a couple of years in Florida, but most of my life here.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So I found some ridiculous laws that are throughout the United States. So I'm from Missouri, so I'm going to tackle the Missouri one, and that is that single men between the ages of 18 and 50 must pay a dollar tax. They don't enforce these anymore.
How often do they pay the dollar tax?
Right. There's no details in this article.
They just pay it on their birthday each year. They pay the dollar
January
tax.
January 1. And shouldn't it have increased by now?
Yeah, you'd think so.
Like a $50 tax? Get married. Find that woman of your dreams.
Wouldn't that be great if that was your only tax? Just your dollar tax?
Oh, heaven. Well, you know, the vehicle taxes in Missouri are much smaller than they are in Colorado, but you have personal property tax in Missouri.
The vehicle taxes in Colorado are higher than almost everywhere.
Okay, good. Because these are the only two states I've lived, Missouri and Colorado. And now I see in Colorado, every road is under construction. And I'm like, that's where my money's going.
Exactly.
But why? Mm-hmm. It's frustrating to pay that money, and then it's frustrating to wait in that construction.
Right. It's also frustrating to go to the DMV and pay the damn money.
It is. It is. So what's the crazy Colorado law?
The crazy Colorado law is people must not dress unbecoming of their sex, which I blow every weekend when I just put on a t-shirt and makeup. Also, I found out too that in Denver you cannot lend your vacuum cleaner to your next door neighbor.
Holy muffin. That's
crazy.
I've never done that. That's kind of weird. Can you imagine borrowing your vacuum cleaner from your next door neighbor? What?
I think I have. In my younger days, I'm pretty sure that I have.
There'd be some disinfecting that would have to, because you never know what they're sucking up with that thing.
Seriously, who would lend their vacuum to me with dogs and, you know, all the hair?
Well, we have dogs and cat. I haven't even thought of the pet hair situation. Anyway.
I feel like rebelling now. I'm going to go home and ask my neighbors if I can borrow their vacuum cleaner.
In Alabama, you can't wear a fake mustache that causes laughter in church. Which, this, right now, it's, at the tail end of that whole mustache you a question, where there's mustaches everywhere. They even have mustaches for cars now that are big and pink and fluffy, and I've thought about it, but I haven't done it.
Right.
But, wow. Where does this come
just
from?
Just think, though, every week, you just push it a little bit more, just to see how far you can get till you get the laughter for the mustache.
No kidding. What was one of your favorites?
I love that the beer and pretzels cannot be served at the same time in North Dakota. That's hilarious.
What else do you have to do there except drink, right?
I also discovered that in North Dakota, you cannot clone.
Well, that makes sense. You don't want to clone in North Dakota. There's
I want to clone anywhere because I want them to be like my minions. It is only a misdemeanor, though, to clone. To clone yourself is
you
only a misdemeanor in North Dakota.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I share my office with a PhD who, he's from Beijing.
Uh-huh.
And he worked on the whole genome project.
Oh, wow.
And so I ask him all the time, can you clone me?
Right.
Like, can you clone me by next Monday so I don't have to come to work?
I have new hires I want him to clone.
Be great.
What does he say?
He says he can't.
Is he getting closer? Are you breaking down at all? It.
I think he can. I think our whole genetics group can absolutely clone, and right. they just won't do it.
You just need to have them sign a waiver.
Yeah.
The original person.
And, you know, I've seen Multiplicity many, many, many times, and I still haven't learned my lesson. I still want clones.
I thought it was hilarious that it's illegal to go whale fishing in the state of Nebraska. How many whales are in Nebraska outside of...
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I almost went really mean. Really mean. I'm not going to do that. So, are you a music festival type person? You said you just started listening to country music. Before that, what was your music genre?
Oh, I've always liked everything. I've just finally added country. Probably, as far as concerts go, though, mostly rock. You know, I've gone to more rock
Have you been
concerts.
To, like Rocktoberfest, or is
I've
that
I've been
something?
To Lollapalooza.
There we go. That's yep. a massive
Many, many,
festival.
Many years ago, the only thing I remember was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, wow.
My brother waited in line for us to get tickets, because this was back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was... Quite
Where you didn't sit at your computer and hit refresh, nope. refresh, refresh.
Nope. You sent somebody. You sent a poor schmuck to go wait in line and camp out.
That didn't have to work that day.
Right. Yeah. And so he did. He got our tickets for Lollapalooza, and then he ended up in the middle of a fight. He was not in the fight. He just was going to get beer or something, and he ended up in the middle of this fight, and he got kicked out.
Oh, no.
And we just let him.
Did you make a lot of friends at this Lollapalooza?
Yeah, I make a lot of friends everywhere.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Tomorrowland? It's a music festival in Belgium.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, I thought so too. So even if you haven't been to a music festival, I'm sure you've been somewhere where there's a ton of people. You meet new friends, and maybe you're try and find them on Facebook later because your phone always dies like halfway through the concert or musical festival.
Right.
So this Tomorrowland has this genius bracelet that they're giving to all of their attendees. And when you meet someone that you like, then you push a button. And that'll send your friendship email, quote unquote, with all of your contact information to this person.
How incredible is that?
That is crazy.
I mean, what kind of technology is that?
It is 2014.
That could totally change dating and everything.
I know,
That's
right?
incredible.
Like,
yeah.
you just walking down the street and you're on a first date and you're like, meh, and you pass someone else and they have a bracelet on that indicates that they're single.
Right.
And you're like, touch my bracelet. Touch it. Just freaking touch it. And then next week you're out with your dream guy.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
And how cool, because, you know, I go to those concerts and I'm drunk and, you know, and I'm love on steroids and I'm the best favorite person ever. I'm
ever.
So happy I met you. But, you know, I'll never talk to them again because.
I do that. Or you sober up and then you run into them at like Walmart and you're like, oh, hi.
Yeah.
I am so not as fun sober. I am. Number one case
I don't
for that.
Actually like you. I just like right. you drunk.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of marriages have started out like that. Drunk, Vegas.
Yeah.
Mistakes.
Yep.
How old were you when you got married?
I was
If you don't mind me asking.
I think I was 30.
Okay.
It might have been 31.
So you weren't young.
I already had two kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. And do you see yourself doing it again?
I do, but it would be different. It would be for different reasons. It would be because he's my companion, my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy being with him. So, yeah.
See, I've not been married. I've been engaged once. But I don't think I'm ready. There's a lot of immaturities that I feel need to be tossed out the window. And I don't know if they ever will. I've heard it said if you make it past like 35 without being married, maybe you're not meant to be married.
That could be.
That kind of scares me. A little bit.
But I think if we pay attention to statistics, there's probably a lot of things that we do that are amazing that we do them. You
right.
know, amazing that we've achieved
Everyone's
this.
Everyone's different.
Or, right, exactly.
I need to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole young marriage trend that you see this, like the Stodden girl got married when she was 15. The Digger family.
Mm-hmm.
They're married when they're like 18.
Insane.
Never even held hands like with interlocking fingers because that's wrong. They have to do like the wow. holding it like this because they're very religious.
I have sinned so much.
I know, right?
In so many ways.
So I found a list of some of those immaturities that these young people, and I think we should just do it as a public service announcement.
Absolutely.
As people over 30 that have lived and learned. Because, like you said, so much love happened before 25,
mm-hmm.
and you don't even remember their names.
I don't. I don't. And the losers and, you know, I was a loser, probably.
Oh, my gosh, yes. When I think of some of the stuff I did,
mm-hmm.
I was so lame. But I think of stuff I did like 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, so lame. I'm so lame.
The beauty is now as I'm getting older, I can't remember the stuff I did 2 weeks ago. So
I got to work on that one.
It's good.
Drink more of this wine, I guess.
Again, the memory loss that comes with age. It's lovely.
So what are some of your favorites on here, on this list of things you need to outgrow before you walk down the aisle and say, I do forever? Until you don't.
I think the laziness is a big
huge.
Deal. But the reason why it hit home for me is, you know, we see on Facebook all the time, we see those memes of, you know, women post, you know, a real man does this and does that and mm-hmm. does this and does that. And I always want to ask, but what do you do? What do you bring into the table? Because it has to be two-way. You have to, you know, I'm treated like a queen, but I treat him like a king. So I'll do those things for him. I say I'm lazy, and in so many ways I am, but I'm going to do those things, you know, just that give and take.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's big. And I think it's more common for women. They want to get married because they want that rescue me and do this for me and do that for me and mm-hmm. do this for me. And
that's Disney's fault.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I totally hit a wall of reality like 5 years ago. I was like, what the hell, Cinderella?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
I think one of my favorites was the Facebook posting. I have many, many a times thought about walking away from Facebook and deleting it, which you did for a bit.
I did.
Just because sometimes I feel like I find, I guess, justification, or I'm looking for that approval
mm-hmm.
when I post on Facebook.
Right.
And couples fall into that where they think that their relationship is only legitimate because it's documented on Facebook.
Right.
Which, okay, I will admit, I sometimes post Steve and I because I'm like, well, Steve and I haven't posted in a while. People are going to start thinking we broke up.
But you do it in the context of your lives.
Yes.
You know? You're not constantly, we watch some of those people who are just constantly posting, you know, oh, I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love mm-hmm. you, baby. You know, and it's, please, this is enough. And
right.
there was an interesting study done, and I think it was like college students that they did. And I don't know what the methodology was or how big the study was. But one of the things that they've learned is that the people who constantly post about their relationship status, they don't find them as likable. They do think that they'll be happy in their relationship, but they don't find them as very likable. So I thought that was kind of interesting because
that is interesting.
You know, you see that going back and forth. And, you know, when Zach was on Facebook, he did definitely pee on my page.
Yes.
A lot.
And Steve and I do that from time to time, especially mm-hmm. when he's traveling. Like, he'll be up at 2 a.m. when I'm asleep at 8:30 to get up at 4 a.m.
Right.
So we'll do that back and forth, but it's not every time he travels.
Right, right.
And I like the way you phrase it, peeing on my page.
Yeah, and his motivation was, too, some degree of jealousy because apparently it's very attractive to have a sense of humor like a 15-year-old boy.
You and are so, hilarious.
Yeah, so
I'm attracted by your comedy.
So men do this whole little I have a crush on you thing, and he felt
oh,
like he had to
funny.
Pee on my page, and some of them met him, and then they realized, oh, he's huge, so
I don't have a crush
on you anymore. You know, but yeah, he did some of that peeing on my page.
But there are those people that do it constant. Like, there's not,
yes.
It's not even the beginning of the relationship or little moments.
Right.
Like, it's constant.
Right. And then the ones that really get me, too, is their fights. Their fights will be on there. So, you know, I'll say things about my relationship on occasion, but I will never, of course, we fight. But I will mm-hmm. never share that. I'm not going to spread that on Facebook. I'm not going to disrespect him that way.
Right.
So I feel like it's, you know, it's like, just yesterday you were so in love with him. And now you hate him and he's a douchebag.
I'm bipolar.
But you're claiming that you love him.
Right.
It's just a huge disrespectful thing. And there's something.
And until today,
private.
I didn't even know your Bozeman name.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never refer to him, which is good.
Right.
Like, it could be anybody, unless you really know you.
Yeah. I keep it, I keep it pretty private. But that was one of the reasons why I left Facebook, too, because there were some things of, you know, people I was sharing a little much, and there were some people who used it, you know, that mean mm-hmm. girl mentality. And
oh, heavens.
Yeah.
Girls are the worst.
And some of them never stopped being mean girls.
Never.
And these were women who were older than me, and still the whole little Facebook drama. Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
What else on the list?
Well, you know, the self-importance, no one is God's gift to anyone. I disagree with that.
I thought you might. Because you do have that arrogance, but it's funny. Because I know you're joking. Well,
I totally am. That's what's really funny is some people say, she's so full of herself. You know, they'll delete me on Facebook and they'll go tell a friend, a mutual friend. She's so full of herself. I can't be friends with her.
Oh, they're just jealous. It's like, I'm
so not, you know, I am not. I have this whole self-deprecating sense of humor and, you know, it's just for fun.
And then I think people that constantly complain, constantly, there is negativity on Facebook. That's why I love to spread positivity. I share a million quotes because I find them and I'm like, that's uplifting. I'm going to share that with the world rather than...
First thing I do every morning is I go to your page and, you know, because I'm going to get the little positive thing. So, and I would dump somebody that was complaining constantly.
I haven't done that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. Like, it takes a lot for me to unfriend you on Facebook.
Yeah.
A lot.
Right.
Like, yeah, talking it has to be like nudie pictures or
talking
something.
Talking in relationships, though, yeah, definitely. I will dump complainers.
Well, yeah, like friends, there's negativity. Like I will try and throw as much positive sparkles on them.
Right.
And if it doesn't work, then there's only so much you can do. Life's too short.
Right.
Well, we are to the point where we can wrap things up. Okay. Did you have fun?
I did have fun. This was exciting.
Are you going to come back?
Fun. Yes.
I am so excited. I am excited to have you back.
I'll be camping out here now. That's awesome. Are we going to do this?
That's awesome. And I am going to like rotate co-hosts so you don't have to commit to an every week thing because I do live in BFE Parker.
I think that would be fun to have different co-hosts, get different perspectives on things.
It's going to keep me on my toes.
Yeah.
Like you're easy to talk to. Is everyone?
Probably
just pray
not.
For me.
See, you asked me that question, and I'm like, I don't know, because I don't let people do a lot of talking.
But you did well.
Because
today.
I talk so much.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. And if you are online, find Vodka Stiletto Princess. As for now, when it changes, there will be a big to-do on the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine page.
It has been 2 months since I have posted on there.
I know. I wasn't gonna rag on you.
I'll go home and write.
You're an awesome writer.
Thank you.
Well, come back and see us.
I will. Definitely. Thank you for having me.
And everyone that's listening, thank you so much for all of the listens. We had over 100 hits on our Podbean alone this week, which we haven't broke 100 in several months. So, high five.
Very cool.
Keep on sharing. Keep on listening. And we will see you next week. Bye.